News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Give a man a pipe he can smoke. Give a man a book he can read. And his home is bright with a calm delight, though the room be poor indeed. That was a fine poetic sentiment when it was first written about 100 years ago, but it may not have stood the test of time. For one thing, smoking has fallen into disfavor. And not too many books written today are designed to brighten and delight. These are grim times, my friends. And don't just take my word for it. Read some of the recent books, especially the one we're about to consider.
With this book, we can do justice.
With this book, we can get rich.
Do you know what this book can mean to the world?
I want only what it can mean to you and me.
But I don't want money.
This isn't just money. This is millions. Millions.
Justice is more important.
Captain, if you can't see it, well, only one of us is going to walk out of here with the book.
Our mystery drama, The Book of Abaca, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Alan Swift. It is sponsored in part by X-Lax and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
If you'd really like a big car, but you really think you ought to buy a small car, maybe what you ought to buy is a mid-size car. To be specific, a Buick Century Custom. The Century Custom, you see, offers a lot of the room and comfort you look for in a big car. And the trim size and the V6 engine give you a lot of the benefits of a small car. But the Century Custom has one more thing going for it. It's a Buick. And no matter what size car you're looking for, you just can't do much better than that.
Right now, Goodyear is cutting the deck and dealing. It's your chance to get really good low prices on Goodyear Powerstreak 78 tires. Here's the deal. Get four Goodyear Powerstreak Blackwall tires for just $80, sizes A7813, plus $1.73 federal excise tax per tire and old tires. At Goodyear stores and participating dealers. Goodyear, it's the only game in town.
You may have fire insurance for your home, but True Value Hardware Store suggests you get fire insurance for your family. Get a General Electric Home Sentry smoke alarm to ensure your family of an early warning from the dangers of fire. The GE smoke alarm mounts on the ceiling anywhere in your home and detects dangerous smoke before you can see or smell it, and sounds a loud warning siren that could save your family's lives, even at night when everyone's asleep. And the battery-operated GE Home Sentry smoke alarm from True Value Hardware Stores features a dual warning system that reminds you when to replace the batteries. Ensure your family from the dangers of fire 24 hours a day with a General Electric Home Sentry smoke alarm from participating True Value Hardware Stores.
Is the most valuable book in the world? The original Gutenberg Bible? A first folio Shakespeare? The answer is no to them or to any other famous first editions you could think of. There's a book, and it was written by a man most people never even heard of, that can be worth millions. The Book of Abaca. The Abaca was a 20,000-ton tanker that flew the Silanian flag. On June 3rd at 2300 hours, or 11 o'clock p.m., she was approximately 100 miles east of Cape May, New Jersey. Her captain was on the bridge. when he heard a frantic voice from the engine room.
Captain Bowen! Captain!
What is it, engineer?
We're sinking!
Sinking?
The water's rushing into the engine room.
Man the pumps.
The plates have sprung.
I said man the pumps.
What pumps? I switched them on and the motors blew. We're sinking. I can't stop the water.
We can't sink. We've got 3 million gallons of oil on board.
I'm hip deep in water now.
You know what that means?
I only know we're sinking.
I'm coming below.
What for? You want to drown down here?
Every plate in the hull's beginning to buckle. This tub is gone.
Do you know what this oil spill will do to the east coast of America?
Captain, don't you realize it's over?
Gone! I never lost a ship in my entire career.
Captain, can't you understand? This one is gone. We'll be lucky to get out of her alive.
All hands! All hands! Prepare to abandon ship!
Captain! What are you doing in the cabin? Captain, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right.
The crew is away.
That's good.
Come on, Captain.
Where?
Well, there's a life raft left for you and me. Let's go. We don't have 5 minutes. I should go ahead.
Just what I said.
Wait a minute. You're not going to do what I think you're going to do.
I am. I'll go down with my ship.
Oh, no. That's for books, for movies.
I cannot leave this ship with a good conscience.
Can't we argue later?
3 million gallons of crude oil. You know what this will do to the coastline, to the fish, to the birds? It'll destroy the livelihood of thousands, the enjoyment of millions. How can I face people?
But it isn't your fault.
Yes, it is my fault. I should never have sailed on the Abaca. I knew she was unseaworthy. But I let myself be convinced.
I still say it isn't your fault.
Vanity. My vanity. I'm old. I'm too old to command a ship. Why didn't I accept it gracefully?
Captain, before it's too late.
But they flattered me. They said, Captain Bauer, you're the best there is. Take the Abaca. Vanity. I was so happy for a command, a ship. Didn't I know she was little more than a heap of scrap metal?
Well, everybody knows that.
Everybody does not know that. This phony flag, this two-bit monarchy of Solania, it's all a dodge to register rotten ships and crooked corporations.
Captain, there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, you're wrong. There's plenty we can do about it. But I cannot do it if I drown here like a rat in this death trap.
Hell, good. Let's go.
Yes. Yes. Let us leave. My waterproof bag, and I'll need...
Captain, there's no time to look around.
The book. The book that will destroy them. The book of the Abaca. The log book of the Abaca.
Right, Captain.
All right.
The seas aren't too bad. We can stay afloat on this raft. We're bound to be picked up as soon as it gets light.
Khan, listen to me.
Sure, Captain.
In this book.
Captain, something wrong?
Khan, I'm dying.
Well, what's the matter?
I don't know. I'm dying.
Wrap yourself in this blanket.
Won't help.
Hold on, Captain. In a couple of hours, we're bound to be picked up.
Khan, now listen. Don't say anything. Just listen. The Terry Corporation.
Yeah?
The Terry Corporation, yeah.
Okay, they own the Abaca.
Yes, and 25 or 50, who knows how many other rotten, unseaworthy tubs.
Right, don't get yourself excited.
The Tarrier Corporation, Bartholomew Tarrier.
Now, Captain, you're just getting excited for nothing.
No. It's for something. Bartholomew Tarrier buys these unseaworthy hulks, and he...
Captain. Just take it easy, please.
No, no, I don't have time. The Abaca should have been scrapped 20 years ago. Both of them you tarry and will go down with the Abaca. This book, my logbook, will drown him. It'll prove that he was negligent, that we were unfit to sail. I'm going to die.
Don't say that.
I'm going to die of shame. You take this book and turn it over to the United States Coast Guard. You do that. Promise me. Promise?
Captain, I promise.
Yes? Oh, yes. Have him come in. Oh, Mr. Kahn. Have a chair.
Oh, thank you.
Cigar?
Thank you again.
You were chief engineer on my Abaca. I don't believe we ever met before.
But we're meeting now.
Hmm. Too bad about the Abaca.
Yeah.
Fine, trim ship.
Was she?
Well, wasn't she?
She was a rusty old tub that could hardly keep afloat.
How can you say that? She was given a most searching inspection by the authorities before she was permitted to leave port.
By the Solanian authorities, no doubt?
Of course. And unless she has met the standards of the Solanian Maritime Commission...
Which is a joke all over the world.
She would not be permitted to leave the harbor.
The only time one of your ships flying a Solanian flag is prevented from leaving a Solanian harbor is when you have failed to bribe the proper, or should I say improper, authorities.
Now, see here, Mr. Kahn.
Which hardly ever happens.
Mr. Kahn, what is the purpose of this visit?
The Tarrier Lines. All those ships that fly the big red T under the Solanian flag, of course I should say alleged ships, because the Tarrier Line is little more than a floating scrap heap. A temporary floating heap.
Mr. Kahn, I am
a busy man, I know. But I am empowered to arrange matters for you to become a gentleman of leisure. I can retire you from business, a hopeless bankrupt.
I must ask you to come to the point.
What was I doing on the Abaca? I'm a good engineer, but I'm a drunk. The Tarrier Line is the only one who'd take me as a chief.
Well, I must say you display remarkable gratitude.
And Bowers. Who else wanted a captain his age? But we're okay for Tarrier. Why? Because the price is right.
Well, I fail to understand your complaint.
Your ship, 100 miles out. And there's a mammoth oil spill, 3 million gallons thick, headed this way.
An unfortunate circumstance of our technological age.
And you sit there, fat and happy, convinced you'll even make a buck on this tragedy. You actually think you're going to collect insurance for ship and cargo.
I know I'm going to collect.
Now the insurance company can prove negligence.
What negligence? My poor man, you're evidently suffering from your ordeal. Negligence cannot be proved.
The equipment failed.
Really?
All of it. Obsolete. Faulty.
And who will testify to that?
I'll testify.
To what? You're drunk. You're unfit.
Huh? Then why did you hire me?
You concealed that condition from us. I admit we would have a problem if the captain had survived.
Then, you do have a problem. Because he did.
He what?
He survived.
He's dead. He was dead when the Coast Guard picked you up.
I know. But his testimony survived. His book. The log book of the Abaca.
The log book?
I've made a photocopy of several entries. They're chosen here and there at random. Fascinating reading for a board of inquiry.
Care to look through them? Let me read this.
I was afraid of the worn engine cylinder. I begged Tarrier to have it repaired. Tarrier replied it would last the trip. It had been causing heavy vibration. I think we may spring some of the plates. Radioed the office for permission to put in at Tangiers for repairs. Was told to proceed to New York. I will not be responsible for the results of this action. This is not the juiciest either. It goes on, gets worse and worse.
You have, I assume, the log of the Ibaka?
Oh, yes.
This is my property.
Of course.
I could have you arrested.
Well, why don't you do that? I will then turn the book over to the American authorities, and I'm sure they'll be eager to look through it under the circumstances.
Well, isn't that your intention in any event to turn the book over to the authorities?
It was Captain Bauer's intention. He was a very old man with a very guilty conscience. He was out to sink the Tarrier line.
And what is your intention? What do you want?
What do I want? A life I always dreamed of. A life of ease and grace. A life completely secure from storms.
Is such a life possible?
Enough money makes anything possible.
And how much is enough?
$2 million.
$2 million.
$2 million. For the logbook of the Ibaka.
Well, that's a rather expensive book.
Yeah, true. But think of how much more expensive it would be if it were ever published.
$2 million for an unpublished manuscript. Even in these overinflated times, that's an extremely substantial sum. $2 million. And it doesn't even have any sex in it. Mr. Tarrier looks across his desk at Mr. Carn. What do you suppose his answer will be? Don't guess. Just wait for Act Two.
We know a mover who knows about moving. We're going to a new hometown. He cares about the treasures he's packing. With Allied Van Lines, we're safe and sound.
Allied Van Lines, our people care. More families choose us to get them there. Moving with Allied Van Lines, the most trusted in the world.
I'm Jack Shang, president of Allied Van Lines. I want you to know that all of the people at Allied have made a personal commitment to make your move go smoothly. Our moving counselors, packers, van foremen, and agents are proud that more families choose Allied than any other mover. They're dedicated and committed to doing the best possible job for you.
Allied Van Lines, our people care. More families choose us to get them there.
See the yellow pages for the Allied Van Lines agent near you.
The way you think accounts receivable financing works and the way it works at Exchange National Bank could be two different things. You may think, for example, that accounts receivable financing only solves current money needs. At Exchange, it means money now or whenever you need it, even 10, 20, or 30 months later, all against a simple assignment of your receivables. You may think accounts receivable financing will limit your operating freedom. At Exchange, we'll show you how it will expand freedom. You may think accounts receivable rates are high. At Exchange, we think our low rates will surprise you, and you only pay interest for the exact number of days you're borrowing. You may think that once a commitment is made, a bank has fulfilled its part of the agreement. At Exchange, we think a loan is just the beginning, and that the most important service we can provide is to understand your business. Call Barry Preston at Exchange National Bank. You may find that we think the way you'd like a bank to think. We're on your side.
What are the wild waves saying? Asks the poet. In our story, we have seen an oil tanker go down off the Jersey coast. And it's not so much what the wild waves are saying, but what they are doing, which is burying a thick fish-killing oil slick closer and ever closer to shore, where it'll have a most depressing effect on the economy and the environment.
$2 million.
A not unreasonable sum, Mr. Tarrier. Damages, claims, and fines could go at least $50 million. $2 million is what, 4%? No, Mr. Tarrier, you are getting a bargain. Actually, the buy of the century.
The log is in your possession?
Yeah.
It is immediately available?
Ready to change hands at an hour's notice.
Well, you realize, of course, I do not have $2 million in my pocket. Where may I reach you?
Well, we can't do it that way. I'll be in touch with you. How much time do you require?
A day.
Fine. I'll call you this time tomorrow.
Cosma, is Roland about? Good. A man named Kahn has just left my office. He's 6 feet tall, thin, red hair. He should be headed for the elevators. Roland's to follow him, find out where he lives. Yeah, that's right. I'll have other instructions for you later.
Yes?
You got a Mr. Kahn living here?
Kahn? No, I don't believe I rented a room to anyone named Kahn.
Ernest L. Kahn.
No, I don't have a roomer by that name.
Let me ask you that again. A fella 6 feet tall, thin, red hair.
Oh,
You're gonna ask me who I am, huh? What do I want him, huh?
Well, yes.
Yeah, well, I'm used to questions like that. I'm from the FBI.
Oh.
And we have to talk to this man.
Oh, well, of course. The FBI, that's different. Well, he answers that description. His name is Edwards.
Edwards, huh? That's very significant.
Arthur K. Edwards.
That's got to be a phony.
Oh, I knew there was something suspicious about that one the minute I laid eyes on him.
Did you?
Oh, yes. You don't fool Edna Miller. I'm an excellent judge of character.
Yeah, sure. Well, now I got to see this fella. You better stay here.
Oh, you mean he's dangerous?
Nah, nothing like that. Just tell me what room he's in.
Number 6. It's up the stairs and first door on your right.
Upstairs, all right. First door on the right.
You'll see the number 6 on it. It's a very nice room, really.
Yeah. Thanks, ma'am. You better keep out of sight, huh?
Oh, I will. I will.
Hi there, Mr. Kahn.
Who are you?
Well, I got something to show you.
What?
This. This is a .45 caliber automatic pistol. Now, let's close the door.
What do you want?
Well, I'll tell you how it is. I'm an agent for a book collector.
Oh, I see.
Well, now that you see, we can save a lot of time. You hand over the book, and you're entitled to something for your trouble. My client's really a very big-hearted guy. He told me to give you $1,000.
Oh, that's very generous.
Sure, considering he don't have to give you nothing at all.
And if I refuse?
Come on, chump. This thing's too big for you. You knew how to handle yourself. You'd never get into a spot like this to begin with, so hand it over.
You don't think I keep it in a room, do you?
I don't know. You're an amateur. Who could be dumb enough to do anything? Okay, so it's not here. Let's go get it, huh?
And suppose I refuse?
I can make a phone call. And in 5 minutes, I could get a guy up here. And before you know it, you'd be begging him to listen.
Yeah, well, you can't threaten me. I've got the aces. Only I know where the book is.
That proves how stupid you are. My client don't need the book. All he has to do is to make sure it never gets seen. If you had any brains, you'd have said, if anything ever happens to me, I'd arrange to have that book delivered to so-and-so.
But you're an amateur. Come on, come on. Get out of it while you're still alive. Well, what do you say?
Well,
listen, mister. Only a professional can make a killing. An amateur can only get killed. There. $1,000 and you're out of it.
Okay. You win. Hand it over.
Now you talk. Drop it,
or I'll break your arm.
Let go, I'll kill you. Yeah, you asked for it.
Oh, I heard a shot.
Out of my way.
Help, police, Margo. Help, police, catch him.
Hey, you there, halt. Police officer, halt.
Hello there, Porky.
Well, for Dame Lieutenant Foster.
How do you feel, Porky?
Well, I wouldn't want to go dancing tonight, copper.
Well, the doctor tells me you'll be okay.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Who was he, Porky?
Who was who?
The dead man.
What dead man?
Oh, the one you killed.
Did I kill somebody?
I want to play that game, huh?
The name of that game, copper, is democracy. I didn't kill nobody unless and until a jury of my peers says so.
Porky, we've got you nailed. You were running from the house with a smoking pistol. Your bullet killed him. The jury won't even have to leave the box. We could make a deal.
A deal?
Who bought you, Porky? And why?
Hey, that's what you want to know. What do you give me?
I can't promise anything.
No? Well, I'll do it my way. I'll keep my mouth shut and trust my connections.
Nothing helps when it's murder one.
Yeah. Well, copper, you and me, we're small potatoes. We're just an extension of big haunches. You see what I mean? Now, my haunches knows how to put the heat on your haunches.
You'll need a miracle to beat this one.
That's just what my hunches are. They're in the miracle business.
Hello, Lieutenant Foster. I'm Patrolman Leone.
Oh, you're the cop who collared Porky Adams.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was a good job. What are you doing here?
Well, the old dame, Mrs. Miller, owns the rooming house.
Is she okay?
Well, the doc says she's still in some kind of shock. Precinct assigned me to keep an eye on the place.
Well, I came here to talk to her. Mrs. Miller?
Oh, who are you?
I'm a police officer.
If you're a policeman, why aren't you wearing a uniform?
Well, I'm a detective.
I don't believe you.
Officer Leone, will you tell Mrs. Miller who I am?
Yeah, he's a detective, Mrs. Miller.
Are you sure?
Mrs. Miller, would I lie?
Well, no.
Well, it's all right for you to answer his questions.
Now, the man who was shot.
I don't want to think about it.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
Mrs. Miller, the man who was shot in room number 6, don't you have a rent book where you keep records?
Is this the book on the table? Hand it to me, Leon.
That's my book. You have no right to look at that.
Of course. You look in the book and tell me who was number 6.
Well, I don't have my glasses. Officer Leone,
sure thing, Miss Miller. All right. Room number 6. Here it is. Mr. Arthur K. Edwards. That's the last entry.
Then his name was Edwards?
If it says so in the book.
All right. Now, the killer. How did the killer get into the house?
Well, he rang the bell.
And?
He said he was from the FBI, and he asked for Mr. Edwards.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
He rang the bell, and he asked for Mr. Edwards. Is that what happened?
No, Officer Leone, that's not what happened.
But you just said...
He didn't ask for Mr. Edwards. He asked for someone else.
Someone else? Who?
Think.
I can't think. I'm scared out of my wits. I was there when a human being was murdered.
Who did the killer ask for?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
What was the name the killer asked for?
I can't remember.
I know it's hard, but try, eh? Promise me you'll try.
Yes, Officer Leone.
All right, the name. Did it sound Italian, like mine? Or maybe German, or Irish, or Polish? Was the name like yours? Miller? Or Foster?
I tell you, I can't remember.
Yeah. It's all right, Miss Miller. I know you're trying so hard.
Honest, I'm doing my best.
Sure you are.
Honest. Honest, but that's his name.
His name is Honest?
Yes. No, it's Ernest. That's right. The killer, he rang the bell and he asked, did I rent a room to a Mr. Ernest L. Karn? That's who he asked for. Ernest L. Karn.
Well, what's in a name? Everything or nothing. It depends on whose name it is. For instance, Ernest L. Karn is, as we know, the name of the missing chief engineer of the wrecked tanker Abaca. But where will knowledge of that name take Lieutenant Foster? It will take us into Act 3, which I shall present shortly.
You've never had a really exotic car, have you? Because you've always felt that you needed something a little more down to earth. But you still want that exotic car, don't you? You know what you need? A Buick Skyhawk. It's small, it's V6 powered. Hey, it's even got a hatchback. Now that's down to earth. But with things like bucket seats, available 5-speed manual transmission, and that laid-back, low-down styling, it's not exactly plain vanilla. The Buick Skyhawk. The car you need and the car you want.
I guess I'm lucky. My family's always been healthy. Oh, a touch of constipation now and then. But we've got X-Lax for that.
When you need a laxative, shouldn't your first choice be the one more families buy than any other? That's today's X-Lax. Families like the chocolated taste. You'll like the way X-Lax works, gently overnight for relief in the morning. Next time, make gentle chocolated X-Lax your first choice for occasional use only as directed.
We've always been healthy. And X-Lax is part of that.
WBBM Chicago.
I came to Midas to get Midasized and got the shock of my life. The right shock for my car, absolutely free.
It's our special offer, good at Midas dealers until April 30th. When you buy 3 of our LifeGuard or SuperGuard or SpringGuard shocks, we give you the 4th shock absolutely free. They'll be the right shocks for the way you drive, and they'll be guaranteed as long as you own your car. So once you Midasize, you'll never have to buy shocks for that car again. If you think you need new shocks, now's the time to Midasize and get the shock of your life. 4 Midas shocks for the price of 3. Offer good until April 30th at participating dealers. Come to Midas for a free inspection.
The next time you feel that way, don't compromise.
Wherever you live or work in Greater Chicago, you're just minutes away from one of the 42 conveniently located Midas shops. When your car, foreign or domestic, needs servicing, check the white pages for the shop nearest you.
Not that we wish to seem profound, but any story, every story that deals with human beings is basically a story about mankind. We happen to be the order that stands on top of the animal kingdom. The reason for that is we are smarter than the beasts below us. And that's the problem. We are so smart, we tend to outsmart ourselves. We and the beasts share the same environment. But everything the other animals do enhances the natural environment. After all, did you ever hear of a fish that caused an oil spill?
That's who he asked for. Ernest L. Karn.
Ernest L. Karn. Lieutenant, why is that name familiar?
Ernest L. Karn. Not some hood.
No, but I remember hearing that name.
Oh, Karn. Oh, I know.
You do?
I heard it on the news, and I read it in the papers.
Who is he, Mrs. Miller?
He was rescued from that ship.
Karn, that's right. That's right, Leone. He was on that tanker.
Oh, yeah, right, Lieutenant. The one that went down with all that oil.
And
Karn was the chief engineer. The one that's missing.
Lieutenant, a top professional like Porky Adams, what would he want to knock off Kahn?
Well, Kahn was the target. Porky asked for him by name. Wasn't mistaken identity.
Why? Why did anyone want to knock off Kahn?
Yes, Lieutenant. What may I do for you?
Well, Mr. Tarrier, would you be good enough to identify this picture?
Well, if I can. Well, I've never seen such a serene face.
Yeah, he should be. He's dead.
Oh. Of course. I know this man. I should say I knew him. It's Kahn. He was chief engineer on the Abaca. Why is he dead?
Someone shot him.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
Well, that's what we're trying to determine.
Do they... Have they got the killer?
Yes. And that's what has us in the dark.
Why do you say that, Lieutenant?
Well, the killer is a professional.
Yes?
He only kills on assignment.
I don't follow you.
He kills because he's hired. Who would hire him to kill Mr. Kahn? And why?
Well, I'm afraid I can't answer either question, Lieutenant.
How well did you know Kahn?
Well, he applied for a position as chief engineer.
Did you interview him personally?
He was extremely qualified. I hired him.
May I ask you this? Your line has a reputation for low pay and hard work.
Who says that?
Well, I did some checking. If Kahn was extremely qualified, why did he take a job with you?
Well, A, because jobs are scarce. B, no one else would hire him. C, because he was a drunk. And D, may I suggest a reason why he was killed?
I'd appreciate it.
It's possible that Kahn may have been bringing drugs into the country, isn't it?
Well, it's...
Now, drugs, as I understand it, are controlled by the syndicate, an organization. Is that true?
It would appear to be.
Hmm. Kahn probably got himself in trouble with the syndicate. And for that reason, he was killed. That would account for a professional assassin, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, then, that could be your case, couldn't it?
It could. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Terry.
I hope I've been helpful.
Well, I'm sure you have.
Lieutenant Foster, could I talk to you for a few minutes?
Sure, Leone.
Where are you on the Kahn murder?
Nowhere.
Look, I've been doing some thinking, and do you want to hear this?
No, okay.
Well, this oil tanker, the Abaca, now, it goes down. You know the kind of damage it's going to create.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the company that owns the boat is known as Hassler Buck Outfit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it's their fault she sank. If it is, you know what they can be hit for?
So?
Well, who can prove it's their fault? The two best people for that are gone. The captain dies at sea, and the chief engineer is assassinated. The Terrier Company is motive.
Leone, that's one of those excellent theories. Looks good, sounds great. The problem is there's no proof. On the other hand...
Yes, Lieutenant?
It could be good enough to scare Porky Adams.
Hey, Lieutenant. Nice of you to come to visit a sick friend.
You're through, Porky. You're in this all by yourself.
Ah, come on, Foster. You and me, we've been around long enough.
Who was this guy they bought you to knock off?
I don't know what you're talking about.
His name was Kahn. Ernest L. Kahn, wasn't it?
Well, this is your story, Lieutenant.
You know who he was?
No. Who was he?
Chief engineer of that oil tanker that went down.
Well, looks like he was unlucky all the way around, don't it?
So you see, the connections are off. The fix is out.
Oh, rave on, Foster, rave on.
I'll tell you what the DA's got. Kahn was ordered killed because he could prove that the tanker sank through company negligence. And that's why a professional killer, Porky Adams, was employed. The way the public is up in arms about it.
You think there can be a fix?
All I gotta do is keep my mouth shut. And nobody's got nothing.
Untrue. We've got you for murder. Murder one. And the death penalty is back in style. Well, Porky? Now? Or later?
We'll, say, for the sake of argument.
Yeah?
What kind of a deal could I make?
I can't promise anything, Porky.
Sure, you have to say that. And what I'm gonna say is just conversation. You see what I mean?
Yeah?
You can never prove I said it. This Terrier guy, he says to me, Khan has a book. We need it. Here's his address. Go get it. Scare him. Promise him $1,000 for it. But if you have to, knock him off. What kind of a book is it, I ask? Khan will know what you're talking about, Terrier says. So I go there, ready to deal one way or the other. When the chump tries to tangle with me, well, the rest you know.
And you'll give that to the DA?
In writing. Now, the DA has to sit down with my mouthpiece and work out the deal.
Hey there, Officer Leone.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Well, I thought I'd come by and tell you your days of walking a beat may be numbered.
Oh, I like being on the street.
You might like being a detective better. When I wrote up the report, I said it was your lead.
Well, thanks, Lieutenant.
You know, Leone, I've been a cop 20 years, and this is the biggest thing I've ever had. It involves millions of people. It has to do with the whole country. Not everybody has a chance to do something like this. Something important.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too.
I want this guy, Terrier, to be bagged. I never felt this personal about anything in my life.
Hi there, Mr. Adams, is it?
That's me, Porky Adams. Who are you?
I'm the new resident doctor. You must be an important man. I see there's a policeman at the door.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting more important every day.
Then I should be honored that I've been chosen to give you a shot.
A shot? What am I getting a shot for?
Well, according to the chart, it's an antibiotic. You still have some traces of the infection from that gunshot wound. The surgeon wants it cleaned up.
Will it hurt?
Oh, come on, roll over. You won't feel a thing.
Lieutenant Foster. Yes, sir. Who? He what? What do you mean, Porky Adams is dead? But at the hospital? Yeah, okay, I know. Right.
Lieutenant Foster, what may I do for you?
It's not what you can do for me, Mr. Terrier. It's what you've done to me.
Really? What have I done?
Well, you, just to make a fast buck, you're willing to destroy the whole world.
I don't follow you.
You had Porky Adams kill Ernest Khan.
You can't prove that.
Notice your instinctive reaction. You don't deny it. You simply say, I can't prove it.
And you can't.
When you found out Porky was willing to talk, you arranged to have him murdered at the hospital.
You can't prove that either.
You hired a killer who poses as a doctor and...
You can't prove any of it.
You hired Porky to get a book from Khan. The only book it could be is the logbook of the Abaca.
None of this is provable.
Which means the book exists. And I came here to tell you one thing. I'll find that book. There is such a thing as justice. You won't be allowed to get away with it.
Well, Lieutenant, we turned the place upside down. There's nothing to be found.
Where could he have hidden the book? He had to have it handy.
Well, there's nowhere in this room.
But where could it be?
Now, look. Look what you did to the room.
We'll see that it's put together again, Mrs. Miller.
Mrs. Miller, where could Khan have hidden something?
Well, you looked, didn't you? I don't know.
A book. It would have to be a pretty good size.
Well, it's not in this room.
He stashed it someplace.
We'll never know.
That's how Terrier wins. He doesn't need the book. He just has to make sure it's never found. Oh, he mustn't win. We have to stop him.
But there's nothing here, Lieutenant.
You're right. Okay, Mrs. Miller. I'm sorry we troubled you.
Oh, that's all right.
Goodbye, Miss Miller.
Goodbye.
Is something wrong, Mrs. Miller?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
You sure?
Yeah, sure, I'm sure.
Now, look, if something's wrong, you know, you can tell me. I'm your friend. Cop on the beat, Officer Leone.
Well, I was terrified I'd have to testify against that killer, but he died mysteriously in the hospital, so nobody would need me for anything, so I'm out of it, right?
Absolutely.
Which is where I want to be, out of it, but I'm afraid I'm in it again.
How?
Well, a letter. It came a few days ago for Mr. Arthur K. Edwards. You know, the name Mr. Kahn used when he was here.
You'd better let us see that letter.
I'm in it again.
The letter, please.
I wanted to destroy it, but I was afraid. It's a criminal offense to do that to the U.S. mail. So whatever I do, I'm so scared.
Where is the letter?
In my bag. Here.
It's from the National Bank. Miss Jones, I have a court order here to open the safety deposit box in the name of Arthur K. Edwards.
Oh, yes, Lieutenant. I remember Mr. Edwards. He rented this box just about a week ago. Is he in trouble?
He's dead.
Oh.
You say he just signed up for this box a week ago?
Yeah, see, here it is, on the card.
This note is sent to his address, says he owes a year's rental.
Oh. Well, you know why that was sent out? It was a mistake on the part of the computer.
Mistake?
Yeah, 8787. This is the one. Yes, the computer is always fouling up on the billing. A lot of customers get mad. Oh, this is a big box. What did he keep in there, I wonder? What? It's a book. A leather-bound book. Well, what does it say?
You know what it says. The Book of Abaca. And how it was found. The way many things are found. By mistake. The computer made a mistake. Or the fingers that punched the computer made a mistake. It happens every day. So many good things and bad are the result of mistakes. But there is a peculiar significance and irony to the fact that the Book of Abaca should be found through a computer mistake. And I'll tell you why in a few moments.
Not so long ago, a lot of people spent a lot of happy hours in shirts with button-down collars. In fact, they liked them so much and bought so many of them, the button-down shirt became a classic. Well, the people at the Arrow Shirt Company figure once a classic, always a classic. If people liked button-down shirts that much then, they'd probably like them again today. So your old friend, the Arrow button-down shirt, is back and as likable as ever, with that traditional style and look in all kinds of patterns and fabrics. It's called Dover, and like all Arrow shirts, the new Arrow Dover button-down shirt looks good, feels good, and fits good, from the soft collar right down to the tail. The Arrow Dover button-down shirt. It's back, and it's a classic, an Arrow classic, brought back for you to like all over again.
It's hard to miss with Arrow. Arrow shirts.
Arrow, America's shirt maker.
Break one, Nana. This here's a shaft. Any 18-wheelers read me?
Dagnabbit, where is everybody when you need them?
This is the KC Kid, Sheriff. You're throwing out a nice, crisp, clean signal.
KC, I ain't asking for a radio check. This is serious business.
You running one of them new 40-channel Johnson CBs, Sheriff? I understand they got a sensational new tapered automatic noise limiter. Electronic speech compression.
Now, listen here, boy. I need action out of you, not a lot of gab.
Yes, sirree. The boys at the truck stop say this new Johnson CB is the quietest Johnson ever.
KC, you're better quiet down.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Sheriff, but KC and his good buddies really know what they're talking about. A recent survey showed that 66 more independent truckers own American-made Johnson CBs than the next leading brand.
Sheriff, you mean you need me for official business?
You better believe it, boy. Now get over here with a can of gasoline. I'm hiding behind that billboard on County 8.
Hey, well, what'd you say, Sheriff? I seem to be losing your signal.
KC? You're going to be in a heap of trouble, boy.
FCC license required. It's free.
The abaca. Abaca comes from a Greek word, abax, which means just what you think it means. Abacus, which was the first primitive computer. The Greek word abax comes from the Hebrew word abak, which means dust. Because when you wanted to add in those paperless days, you scratched the figures on the ground. So, from dust on the ground, to strings in a box, to fantastic electronic circuits, the abak becomes the computer of today. Therefore, it is altogether fitting that somehow a mistake of a computer reveals the story of the abaca. Our cast included Alan Swift, Robert Dryden, Court Benson, and Bryna Rayburn. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and X-Lax. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
And close when you're not? Northwest Federal Savings knows that a good place to save is ready for you when you're ready. Ready with the answers and advice given by professionals in helping thousands just like you, but each with different individual needs. Northwest Federal's professionals can show you, too, the best way to save for a new home, college education, or retirement. Northwest Federal's counselors can explain all the savings plans and help you set up a savings program to meet your special needs. Home loan specialists can tailor a home loan plan to help make your dreams a reality. Bring your needs to any of five convenient Northwest Federal Savings Centers throughout Chicagoland's great Northwest Territory. If you think your needs are special, so does Northwest Federal Saving. All the time. Because Northwest Federal Savings keeps the best hours yours.
It's Northwest Federal Savings time, 63 hours a week.
CBS News. It's reported that President Carter has decided on a system of tax rebates and cash refunds to return billions of dollars in new energy taxes to the public. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The president will outline his energy plan Wednesday night when he speaks to a joint session of Congress. In its Wednesday editions, the New York Times reports that Mr. Carter decided on a tax credit or a reduction of taxes owed for all taxpayers to help offset new energy taxes he'll propose. Persons who do not file tax returns would get a cash payment. The Times also reports Mr. Carter considered a reduction in Social Security tax payments as another way of returning tax dollars, but dropped the plan for the time being. The Times says administration financial planners were still seeking a way to reduce Social Security payroll taxes. The administration has already briefed congressional leaders on the president's plans. House Speaker Thomas O'Neill was among those briefed Tuesday. O'Neill says he believes the lawmakers are in touch with the energy problem.
I think that the Congress of the United States is far more aware in 1977 of the crisis. I think the people are far more aware of the crisis. Nobody ever spoke to the American people in the terms in which President Carter is speaking to them. The issue has never been tackled in the manner in which it is being tackled now, all because of the fact that we see down the road the crisis that's facing us. Now, if you're a member of Congress, I hope that they have the courage to stand up to these issues.
O'Neill is quoted in the Times story as saying Mr. Carter's proposed gasoline taxes are the tough part, but he does not want to talk compromise now in his effort to push the plan through Congress. More news in a moment.
We think our wines have so much character
so much vitality, they don't require a meal to bring them to life. Listen. Recognize them? How could you not? They're imported stock vermouth. The savory sweet. And the crisp dry. Once you've tasted them, you'll never listen to any other wines before dinner. Stock sweet and dry vermouth. Distillery Stock, Trieste, Italy.
Your dog or cat can't let you know that roundworms really hurt him so.
So many puppies, kittens, dogs, and cats quietly suffer with roundworms. So get your pet the Hart's once a month wormer. Sprinkle it on your pet's food, and roundworms should be completely gone in just a couple of days. And the Hart's wormer helps prevent roundworms.
To really make those roundworms go, get the Hart's once a month wormer.
Acting Mayor Michael Blandick has won the Democratic primary election for mayor of Chicago. Blandick has held the job since Mayor Richard Daley died late last year. Blandick will face Alderman Dennis Block in June. Block won the Republican primary, but is given little chance to win the general election. Chicago has not had a Republican mayor in nearly half a century. Canada has decided to delay its ban on the artificial sweetener saccharin. A report from Judy Morrison in Ottawa.
The Canadian health minister has extended the deadline on the saccharin ban because industry has failed to come by a substitute for the chemical. Last month, Canada's health minister, Marc Lalonde, announced that Canadian experiments on rats linked saccharin to cancer. Because of this evidence, he explained that the use of saccharin to sweeten diet soft drinks would be banned by July the 1st. Other foods containing saccharin would not be allowed after the end of October. Those Canadians dependent on saccharin will still be able to buy it in drugstores, as is proposed in the United States. Following representations from industry, Health Minister Lalonde has extended the Canadian deadline by several months. He explained the decision was based on fears that companies would have to lay off workers until they can come up with a substitute for the popular diet drink. Judy Morrison for CBS News in Ottawa.
Foreign Minister Mauricio Borgonova of El Salvador has been kidnapped, according to reports from San Salvador, the capital of the Central American nation. It's reported Marxist guerrillas are demanding the release of 35 political prisoners. The head of Cuba's Chamber of Commerce says his country is anxious to resume trade with the United States. The minister says it'll not take long to make a list of American goods sought by Cuba. Now this.
If your child throws away the lunch you sent to school today,
send him under. Kids, eat it up.
If he fiddles with the middle, then throws the bread away,
send him under. Kids, eat it up.
There are cheaper breads, but they're not always as fresh and soft the way kids like bread.
When you send the lunch to school, make this the daily rule,
send Wonder.
Kids, eat it up.
Try Wonder English muffins, too.
Did you know there are over 100 different strains of cold virus, and any one of them can make you sick? That's why there's Contac. No matter what cold virus attacks, one capsule helps relieve your swollen membranes, your runny, sneezy misery, up to 12 hours, all day, all night. That's the wonder of Contac.
Give your cold to Contac. Real medicine for real cold.
Take off as directed.
The Interior Department says it'll ask Congress to expand the Redwood National Park in California by 48,000 acres in order to protect the giant trees from the lumber industry. The program would cost $359 million, including special aid to timber workers who stand to lose their jobs because of the park expansion. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alan Bickley on News Radio 78. It's 11:30 now on this Election Day night, and we'll have some of the results for you in just a moment.